We have Secretary Walters here.
Protesters, mostly made up of members of the activist group Dream Defenders, told the state's head of juvenile justice they question zero-tolerance statutes and worry the secretary isn't working hard enough to protect minority youth. Walters says she's trying to implement a civil citation program where instead of jailing first-time offenders, tickets are issued.
I fought for civil citation in Miami-Dade County. In Miami-Dade County, it is across all departments. It is almost every first-time offender.
But Dream Defender Sierra Taylor says that type of program should be implemented statewide.
The Department of Juvenile Justice is a state organization, correct? There are 66 other counties besides Miami-Dade. Like, this has to be implemented statewide. Like, that's beautiful that you've done that in Miami. But what about Leon? What about Duval?
Activists also took the opportunity to demand Walters prevail upon Governor Scott to call a special session. But Walters says she doesn't have that kind of power. So Dream Defender Director Philip Agnew says since Scott is standing his ground, the detractors will continue to stand theirs.
We're going to continue the dialogue, continue to apply pressure, continue to show our power. And this is not the only place to do that, right? It's local, and we intend to start doing that today. Across the state. So, you know, I already heard what he said, but, you know, governors, politicians always have room to backtrack.
Because of the stalemate, activists say they're not leaving the Capitol anytime soon. But their extended stay is starting to add up. Florida Department of Law Enforcement spokeswoman Gretel Plessinger says because of the round-the-clock protests, there are more officers on duty.
For security reasons, we don't reveal the number of officers that are utilized. But while there are protests going on at the Capitol, our Capitol Police force is about double in the amount of officers that we would normally put on a shift.
Plessinger also says in addition to the extra officers needed to secure the Capitol, they're also working longer hours, with many of them earning overtime pay.
We are paying, or we will be paying overtime because of the protests. And yes, officers are working longer hours to make sure that we have proper coverage.
But not everyone at the Capitol is worried about the cost of the protests. Tallahassee Democratic State Representative Alan Williams says it's the price of justice.
What's the cost of life worth? And when you have young folks like Jordan Davis and Trayvon Martin who die, what's the value on their life? These folks right here who are sitting in the governor's office right now, they are tax-paying citizens of the state of Florida.
For now, the protesters are still welcome to stay in the Capitol. But FDLE's Gretel Plessinger says the cost to taxpayers continues to mount. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Bank in Tallahassee.